CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
A British data watchdog imposed a fine of £12.7 million, or $15.9 million, on the video sharing application TikTok on April 4th over an alleged breach of data protection law. The accusation was, among others, that TikTok possessed the data of children under the age of 13 without their parents' consent.
TikTok 滥用儿童数据，被英政府罚£1,270,000。4月4日，英国数据监管机构对中国短视频应用程序 TikTok 抖音国际版罚款£1,270,000，原因是违反数据保护法律，包括未经家长同意使用13岁以下儿童的个人数据。
UK data protection law says that organizations that use personal data when offering information society services to children under 13 must have consent from their parents or caregivers.
英国数据保护法规定，如果一个组织用个人数据为13岁以下儿童提供资讯服务，必须获得家长或监护人的同意。
The UK's Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, stated in a press release, TikTok failed to do that, even though it ought to have been aware that under-13s were using its platform. TikTok also failed to carry out adequate checks to identify and remove underage children from its platform.
英国的个人数据保护机构英国信息专员办公室在一份新闻稿中声明说，TikTok 没有那样做，尽管他知道有13岁以下的儿童在使用其平台， TikTok 也没有通过足够的检查来认证与移除13岁以下的儿童用户。
The ICO said that more than 1.4 million children in the United Kingdom used TikTok between 2018 and 2020.
英国信息专员办公室表示，在2018年5月至2020年7月之间，超过140万13岁以下的英国儿童使用了 TikTok。
TikTok's policy says that only people over 13 can use the app. The ICO, however, claimed that TikTok did not do enough to check the actual ages of its users.
TikTok 限定13岁是能够开设账户的最低年龄。但英国信息专员办公室指出， TikTok 没有尽责监督用户年龄。
There are laws in place to make sure our children are as safe in the digital world as they are in the physical world. TikTok did not abide by those laws, UK Information Commissioner John Edwards said.
英国信息专员约翰·爱德华说，法律确保孩子在数字世界是安全的。就像他们在真实世界里一样， TikTok 没有遵守这些法律。
Children's data may have been used to track and profile them, potentially presenting them with harmful or inappropriate content, he added.
爱德华表示，儿童的数据可能被用来跟踪或建立数据档案，潜在性地向他们输送有害或不当内容。
A TikTok spokesperson said the company disagreed with the ICO's decision, but was pleased the fine had been reduced from the possible £27 million set out by the ICO last year.
TikTok 一位发言人说，他们不认同英国信息专员办公室的决定，但是对罚款从该办公室去年提出的£2,700,000大幅度降低感到高兴。
We invest heavily to help keep under-13s off the platform, and our 40,000-strong safety team works around the clock to help keep the platform safe for our community, the spokesperson said. We will continue to review the decision and are considering next steps.
该发言人说，他们为不让13岁以下儿童使用平台投入了巨额资金，并有4万人的团队努力保证平台安全。他们将继续审议这个决定，并在考虑未来的步骤。
The ICO's investigation also found that between 2018 and 2020, TikTok failed to provide proper information to people using the platform about how their data is collected, used, and shared in a way that is easy to understand.
英国信息专员办公室的调查还发现，在2018年和2020年期间，TikTok 没有为用户提供关于数据的收集、使用及分享的相关信息。
Without that information, children were unlikely to be able to make informed choices about whether and how to engage with it, according to the ICO.
英国信息专员办公室表示，没有这些信息，儿童不可能做出是否或如何使用 TikTok 的选择。
Furthermore, the ICO found that TikTok failed to ensure that the personal data belonging to its UK users was processed lawfully, fairly, and in a transparent manner.
英国信息专员办公室还发现 TikTok 没能保证属于英国用户的个人数据被合法、公正及透明的方式处理。
TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company which has a subsidiary that is partially owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And under China's 2017 National Intelligence Law, all businesses registered or that have operations in China are required to assess the Chinese regime in intelligence work, including data collecting and data sharing.
TikTok 由中国大陆字节跳动公司创办营运，其部分股权由中共持有。按照中共2017年制定的国家情报法，所有在中国注册或有业务的企业都必须协助中共政权进行情报工作，包括数据收集和数据共享。
According to Associated Press, U.S. regulators in 2019 fined TikTok U.S. $5.7 million in a case that involves similar allegations of unlawful collection of children's personal information.
据美联社报道，2019年，TikTok 被美国联邦贸易委员会罚款570万美元，因其涉嫌非法收集儿童的数据。
In recent weeks, the United States, Canada, Britain, New Zealand, and Australia have banned the usage of TikTok on official devices over security concerns. The European Parliament's European Commission and the EU Council, the 27-member bloc, three main institutions, have also imposed bans on TikTok on staff devices.
最近几周内美国、加拿大、英国、新西兰和澳大利亚政府因国家安全而相继禁止在政府的设备上使用 TikTok。欧洲议会、欧盟委员会和欧盟理事会这27个成员集团的3个主要机构也禁止在工作人员设备上使用 TikTok。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM, Burlaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Rebecca Napa, and the song is called Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight. And it's from the album titled Spirit, which was released in January 2018.听众朋友大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF90.1 FM 电台的拉千的秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Rebecca Lepa 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight. Hope you enjoy.
You won, but your loyalty I'll never question. Anger burns like a wildfire, but your passion is my one desire. I'm afraid of getting in the mud, and when the working day's done, there's nowhere I feel safer than right here in your arms. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm runningAdmit defeat. Even when things go from bad to worse, just keep your head down even when it hurts. Though the winds, they always change, and you somehow still remain the same. And like petrified wood, I'll protect your heart. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm running
Music piece called And the Angels Sing, and it's from the album titled Lieberman and Murnay Quintet Live at the University of Toronto, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自多伦多大学的四重奏乐队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 And the Angels Sing， 希望您喜欢。 Next is a music piece from Eric Shonax, and it's called Slowly Paradise, and it's from the album also titled Slowly Paradise, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Eric Shonax 演奏的乐曲 Slowly Paradise。
就让你爱我的心慢慢流走。